Welcome to Rethinking Wellness, a podcast that offers critical thinking and compassionate skepticism about wellness and diet culture and reflections on how to find true well-being. I'm your host, Christy Harrison, and I'm a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, journalist, and author of three books, including Anti-Diet, which was published in 2019, The Emotional Eating, Chronic Dieting, Binge Eating, and Body Image Workbook, which came out on February 20th, and The Wellness Trap, which was published in 2023 and is the inspiration for this podcast. You can learn more and get them all at christyharrison.com/books. Hey there. Welcome to this bonus episode of Rethinking Wellness. I'm Christy, and this is an audio version of my biweekly Q&A newsletter, which is also out today on Substack. Today's question has two parts. The first part is available to all subscribers about so-called adrenal fatigue in general, and the second part is for paid subscribers about the quote-unquote adrenal body type. To hear the whole thing, you can subscribe at rethinkingwellness.substack.com. Paid subscribers also get great perks like extended interviews with our guests, full access to the archives, commenting privileges and subscriber-only threads where you can connect with other listeners, audio essays and bonus Q&As like this one, and lots more. Just go to rethinkingwellness.substack.com to sign up or click the link in the show notes. And if you're already a paid subscriber, thank you so much for your support. It means the world. Now, here's the question. The person writes, I know you've spoken to guests about adrenal fatigue before, but I didn't see this question addressed anywhere, so apologies if it's a repeat. A chiropractor mentioned to me in session that my fat and disabled body feels like, quote, years of cortisol is stored up, unquote. While I think it was a well-intended comment, I looked up this phrase and was immediately hit with a lot of diet culture steeped stuff about a quote unquote adrenal body type. Is this just diet and wellness culture BS, or is there any legitimacy to this label? Thank you for the wealth of information and resources you share. My therapist pointed me to your original podcast, and I've been grateful ever since. Thanks so much for that great question and that nice feedback. And before I answer, just a reminder that these answers and this podcast in general are for educational and informational purposes only, aren't a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice, and don't constitute a provider-patient relationship. So I did a deep dive into the concept of adrenal fatigue in my second book, The Wellness Trap, and I'd recommend checking that out for the full story, including interviews with people who've received this dubious diagnosis. I'll share a bit of that info here for context, and then I'll answer your specific question about the so-called adrenal body type. First, let's talk about adrenal fatigue in general. The TLDR here is that adrenal fatigue isn't a real condition, but the signs and symptoms misattributed to it are real, and they can be explained by other causes, in some cases, including the normal functioning of the human body. The term adrenal fatigue was coined in 1998 by a naturopath and chiropractor named James Wilson, who subsequently wrote a 2001 book outlining the supposed diagnosis and his method of treatment. The adrenal glands are small, triangle-shaped organs that sit on top of each kidney and produce hormones that help regulate the body's metabolism, immune system, blood pressure, stress response, and more. Wilson's theory, which is unsupported by scientific evidence, is that the adrenal glands get overworked by excessive stress and stop making enough of the hormones our bodies need, particularly cortisol. Excessive stress is certainly a problem, and it's associated with many different health issues, but it doesn't make your adrenal glands tired. Quote, stress can have an impact on our health, but it doesn't affect your adrenals this way, said Anat Ben Shlomo, an endocrinologist at the Cedars-Sinai Adrenal Program, in a 2018 interview. When you're stressed, the adrenal glands actually produce more of the cortisol and other hormones you need. They will give you all that is necessary, end quote. Now, there is a caveat here that some people do have a rare condition called adrenal insufficiency, in which the adrenal glands don't produce enough of the hormones they should, including cortisol and aldosterone. But the difference is that adrenal insufficiency doesn't happen because you've, quote unquote, overtaxed your adrenals. It's actually a legitimate medical condition, and it has a specific cause or causes that we'll talk about more in a footnote in the show notes. If you click through to the full show notes, you can check that out. It's a little specific to get into here, which is why I put it in the footnotes. But getting back to the main text of this Q&A, a 2016 review of the scientific literature, which was published in a reputable journal of endocrine disorders, had a title that was notably frank for a scientific study: Adrenal Fatigue Does Not Exist, a Systematic Review. It looked at the results of 58 studies with more than 12,000 total participants spanning two decades and found that none of the studies supported the concept of adrenal fatigue. None of them even used appropriate methods to test whether there was any correlation between participant-reported fatigue and adrenal function. The Endocrine Society, a group of physicians and researchers specializing in hormone health, wrote in 2022, quote, "No scientific proof exists to support adrenal fatigue as a true medical condition. Doctors urge you not to waste precious time accepting an unproven diagnosis such as adrenal fatigue if you feel tired, weak, or depressed," end quote. Even Wilson, the creator of the term adrenal fatigue, seems to acknowledge that there's no real scientific evidence behind the adrenal fatigue label. As the official version of his questionnaire cautions, quote, "No formal reliability or validity tests have been completed to confirm its accuracy, and the author assumes no responsibility for its use or accuracy," end quote. Unfortunately, many alternative, integrative, and functional medicine practitioners still use this questionnaire or some variation on it to quote-unquote diagnose adrenal fatigue. The survey has dozens of questions related to symptoms that could easily be explained by genuine medical or mental health conditions like digestive disorders, allergies, anxiety, and more, all of which I happen to have. It even treats the existence of real diseases as evidence of supposed adrenal fatigue, checking the box next to "I have low blood pressure," "I have rheumatoid arthritis," or "I suffer from asthma" counts towards the points needed to make a quote-unquote diagnosis of adrenal fatigue, which is 26 points for men and 32 for women. What's worse is that many questions just describe normal experiences of living in a human body. Quote, "I tend to shake or am nervous when under pressure. I get low energy, moody, or foggy if I do not eat regularly. I get colds and or other respiratory illness two or more times per year. I get pain in the muscles on the sides of my neck. I feel worse if I miss or skip a meal," end quote. It's striking how many of these questions imply that people should be able to go long periods of time without food, by the way. Between the benign complaints and the genuine symptoms of my chronic conditions, I racked up 91 points on the questionnaire. The idea that there's one underlying cause for a vast number of common symptoms or just normal human characteristics is a common framing in wellness culture, and it can easily lead us astray. Of course, it would be amazing if we could explain everything that's ailing us with one diagnosis and treat it in one fell swoop. That's unfortunately not how these things work in most cases, but it's understandable to wish it were, especially when we're struggling to get a proper diagnosis and treatment. Adrenal fatigue and many other dubious diagnoses are built on that wish, which can easily give rise to the belief that all of our aches and pains have the same quote-unquote root cause. That goes for emotional pains too, including the body image distress that often accompanies not meeting our culture's impossible beauty standards. And this is where the so-called adrenal body type comes in. The notion of an adrenal body type harnesses our culture's pre-existing anti-fat bias and ageism to sell the dubious diagnosis of adrenal fatigue and its unproven cures. You've been listening to a free preview of this episode. To hear the rest and get tons more bonus content, become a paid subscriber by going to rethinkingwellness.substack.com. That's rethinkingwellness.substack.com.